And let's talk about people now trying to get the benefit of the NBA Finals. Game 4 is tonight. Most fans will settle for watching it on TV, but others are plunking down thousands of dollars to watch the game in person. These finals are between two of the NBA's most storied franchises, the Celtics and the Lakers, and ticket prices are higher than they've ever been before. NPR's Ben Bergman reports.
Sitting at his desk in Brentwood, California, Brad Shai stares at a bank of five computer monitors showing charts, graphs, and emails from all over the world. He could easily be mistaken for a Wall Street day trader.
I am a trader. I mean, I'm just trading in tickets.
I mean, it's a really pure supply and demand market. I mean, your economic 101 definitely comes into play.
Shai is president of a ticket brokerage business called Musical Chairs. This week, it's a very fitting name. He's inundated with calls from people wanting tickets for the long sold-out NBA Finals. What they're willing to pay changes by the hour.
It's a very volatile market. And, you know, if the inventory builds up and it's not moving, people start dropping the prices. If it's moving, like, real fast, then people up the prices.
After the Lakers lost the first two games of the series, some fickle Laker fans lost interest. Shai lowered the prices 15%.
People love a winner. So the more likely you are to win, the more people want to go.
The Lakers eked out a win Tuesday. Prices went back up. Shai was able to unload four floor seats for tonight's game. The cost? $15,000 apiece. If the Lakers win tonight, he expects prices for Sunday's game to go even higher. Not just because it would be a pivotal game, but also it's Father's Day.
It is absolutely a perfect storm for prices to be high.
At the website StubHub, sort of an eBay for selling your own tickets, seats can be had for close to $400. Make sure to bring your own binoculars, though. To sit closer to the most famous Lakers fan, Jack Nicholson, some prices have gone higher than $80,000. For that, you'll get prime seating at midcourt, right next to the Lakers bench. $30 parking and $15 beer not included. If you think that seems a little steep for 3 hours of basketball, well, you're not alone. StubHub spokesman Sean Pate says the most expensive offerings have almost no chance of being sold.
People that have very, very choice courtside seats, they want to go to the series, but they're going to ask, you know, almost ridiculous sums of money in the event that somebody would be willing to pay for that.
Maybe the only good thing about 80 grand seats is they make $9,000 ones look like a bargain. That's about the highest price buyers have been willing to shell out on StubHub. Over on Craigslist, cash isn't the only thing fans are offering. Elsa Flores El Miraz posted a listing earlier this week.
Need a magical rejuvenating vacation? Yes! Laker playoff tickets wanted in exchange for a lovely three-bedroom vacation rental on the incredible North Shore of Kauai. This home is across the street from the best beaches in the world. Go Lakers!
El Miraz says she'll negotiate any terms. So far, no takers. Ben Bergman, NPR News.